Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Radha Madhava, Kunja Bihari. Does someone have cartels? Any cartels here, please? Yeah, somebody has to play cartels. Hare Krishna. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giridhar Thari. 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 Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. 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 Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tire Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopijana Vallabha Kirivara Thari Gopijana Vallabha Kirivara Thari Yashodana Jana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol Jai Om Vishnupat Paramahamsa Parikshagacharja Ashtotra Shita Shri Shimad Shila Abhay Chanarand Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Nama Acharya Srila Thakura Haridasa Ki Jai Premsa Koho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Tham Ki Jai Navadip Mayapur Tham Ki Jai Ganga Devi ki jai, Yamuna Mayi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Tulsi Rani ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Shri Hari Nama Sankirtana ki jai, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Iskan Bibiti Samsthapak Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande, All glory to the assembled devotees, all glory to the assembled devotees, All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Jai. ज्ञान तिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः गदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपरकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरद्विषे नमः Today is the most auspicious anniversary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's divine appearance within this world. It doesn't happen every Kali Yuga. Once in a day of Brahma, we're so fortunate to be sitting here in Sri Vrindavan Tham. We're so fortunate to be celebrating this holy occasion, and we're so fortunate to know anything about this by the divine grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the form of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder and acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And so let us all offer our respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet and beg that we can hear something of inspiration and value for our Krishna consciousness, and that we may advance in this way towards the ultimate goal of life. I would like to also offer my own respectful obeisances unto all of your lotus feet and beg from you for your blessings, that I may say something of value to anyone here or anyone anywhere in the world who may be listening. So having said that, we know from the Vedas, Shrutis, Shvetashvatara Upanishad in particular, that the Lord has infinite shaktis. Who knows the verse I'm thinking of? What's the whole verse? Nobody knows? Parasya shaktir vivithaiva shriyate. What's the whole verse? Svabhaviki jnana bala kriyacha. So, out of those infinite shaktis of the Lord, potencies, his mercy is considered to be his foremost of all the shaktis. In his commentary on 10th Canto, Chapter 9, Text Number 18, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur tells us that the Lord's compassion or his mercy is the king of all the shaktis of the Lord. And the same idea is amplified by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Laghu Bhagavatamritam, when he's describing the different forms of the Lord. The Lord has so many different forms. His compassion for us is so strong that he comes again and again, and he changes his act every time in slightly different ways, just so that somebody will be attracted. And out of the many different multi-forms of the Lord that Srila Rupa Goswami describes in his Laghu Bhagavatamrita, three of them are foremost. Which are those? Which are the three most prominent forms of the Lord? He calls them paravastas. Yeah, I mean, we have Narasingadev, and we have Ramchandra, and we have Krishna, in that order of intensity. The Lord is more attractive, more popular. But by way of comparison Krishna to the others, Rupa Goswami wants to emphasize that the prominent quality that Lord Krishna himself displays is his compassion, his mercy. So Sanatana Goswami has very nicely described this mercy in his Sri Krishna Lilastava. It's a very small, unassuming little book published some 20 years ago by the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, but don't underestimate its value. If you can find a copy, which is very difficult nowadays, I highly suggest Sri Krishna Lilastava. It's also called Dashana Tippani. Dashama Charita, because he's summarizing in that book all the Lord's pastimes from the 10th canto. But at the end of that work, he describes the Lord's mercy in a very beautiful way. He says, this is texts 428 through 430, Sri Krishna Lilastava. Your mercy is a great wonder, non-different from you. It's pure eternity, knowledge and bliss. It can empower me to always remember and glorify you in pure love. It can obtain for me your loving sidelong glance. It can enable me to see you immersed in the company of the cows and the cowherd boys and girls. Thus, for a helpless person like me, it is the ultimate resort of all hopes. Your wonderful mercy is ancient and eternal, but also ever new and fresh. To your mercy, again and again, I offer my obeisances forever. This is how Sanatana Goswami appreciates the mercy of Lord Krishna. What is that mercy? Rupa Goswami defines it for us in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Southern Ocean, chapter wave number 1, text 32. He says, Para dukkhasa ho yasto karuna sanigadhyate. A person who is incapable of tolerating someone else's distress, that person is called merciful. Paradukhasaho yastu karuna sanigadhyate. Our acharyas give very short definitions like this. Although it's a very simple definition, it's very profound. When we're incapable of tolerating someone else's misery, then we're called merciful. And he gives a few examples, two examples he gives. One example he tells of the kings who were imprisoned by Maghadendra, Jarasandha, and how they were suffering because they were imprisoned, solitary confinement, no light. And they were like blind in that way. And Krishna felt compassion for them and released them. Not only he felt compassion for them, he felt compassion on so many queens that were also imprisoned by Bhaumasura. So then he quotes another example of Krishna's mercy regarding Bhishma Dev, Krishna's mercy upon Bhishma. Skalan nayanavari pira virishita avisheka shriye त्वराभरतरङ्गतः कल्वेदात्मकस्फूर्तये निशातशरशायिना सुरसहृत्सुतेन स्मृतेः सपद्यवशवर्ष्मणो भगवतः कृपायै नमः. Actually, he's offering obeisances unto the Lord's mercy. Because, well, Srila Prabhupada describes this best in Nectar of Devotion. Chapter 22. This is regarding the Lord's qualities. Further explained, the 32nd quality listed is Lord's compassion. And Srila Prabhupada writes, a person who is unable to bear another's distress is called compassionate. We've already given you that definition. Krishna's compassion for distressed persons was exhibited when he released all the kings imprisoned by Maghadendra. While dying, grandfather Bhishma prayed to Krishna and described him as the sun which eradicated darkness. The kings imprisoned by Maghadendra were put into dark cells, and when Krishna appeared there, the darkness immediately disappeared, just as if the sun had risen. In other words, although Maghadendra was able to imprison so many kings, upon the appearance of Krishna, they were all released. Krishna released the kings out of his sincere compassion for them. Krishna's compassion was also exhibited when grandfather Bhishma was lying on the bed of arrows, which had been shot through his body. It's very beautifully described here. In poetic language, nishata sharashaina surasuritsutena smrite. What do you call that in poetry when you keep repeating the same sound again and again and again? Huh? Alliteration? Or in Sanskrit it's called anupras. So this is what he's doing here. Nishata sharashaina, sharashai, the person who lies on the bed of arrows, that's Bhishma. Surasuritsutena smrite. So, Bhishma was very anxious to see Krishna, and thus Krishna appeared there. Upon seeing the pitiable condition of Bhishma, Krishna began speaking with tears in his eyes. Not only was he shedding tears, but he also forgot himself in his compassion. Therefore, instead of offering obeisances to Krishna directly, devotees offer obeisances to his compassionate nature, as we said already. Sapadyavashavarshmano bhagavataha kripayai namaha. He's directly offering those obeisances unto the Lord's kripa. But that's not what Srila Prabhupada says here in Nectar Devotion. Srila Prabhupada says, instead, actually because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is very difficult to approach him, but the devotees, taking advantage of his compassionate nature, which is represented by Srimati Radharani, always pray to Radharani for Krishna's compassion. Just like we know this very well here in Vrindavan, this is the local practice. Jai Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. So, Srila Prabhupada is identifying Krishna's compassion with Srimati Radharani. So not only is Krishna the most merciful form of the Lord, but his mercy actually is in the form of his primary Shakti, which is Srimati Radharani. Do you see all the consistency here? We've already established that the number one of all the Lord's Shaktis is his compassion, and here it seems, at least implicitly, Srila Prabhupada is suggesting that compassion is Srimati Radharani. So the devotees take shelter of Srimati Radharani. Now from this, it's just, it's not very difficult to extrapolate, because we've all heard that, for example, anarpita chidim chirat kurani avatirna kadau samarpayata munvatat jalarasam sabhakti shriyam. Hari purata sundara dyuti gadamba sandipetaha sada hridaya kandare spurata va shachinandana. The Lord Shachinandan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's actually Krishna himself. But he's coming in the mood of Srimati Radharani, and he's giving what has not been given for a long, long time. That is the most exalted mellow of Ujjvala Rasa, conjugal rasa, love of Godhead in the mood of Srimati Radharani and her friends. So in this way, he's the most merciful of all Krishna's forms. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we say he's the most merciful incarnation of Krishna, but actually he's Krishna himself. And he's Krishna. Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Sarupam. Although he is directly Krishna himself, but he is imbued with the sentiment and the complexion of Srimati Radharani. That sentiment is compassion. That Radharani, according to what Prabhupada has written here, is the Lord's compassion. So the most merciful form of the Lord is Krishna, and Krishna in his most merciful mood is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha Krishna combined. Radha Krishna pranaya vrakatir hladini shakti rasmat ekatmanav abhibhuvi pura deha bhedam gatao tau chaitanyakhyam prakatamadhana yadvayam chaikim aptam radha bhavat dyuti suvalitam naomi krishna surupam. Radha and Krishna are eternally two. Actually, they're one, but they have separated themselves eternally for the sake of pastimes. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur uses a fancy Latin word for this, moiti, means two parts of one entity that are not separable. You can't really have one without the other. It's kind of like yin-yang. Once Tamal Krishna Goswami, he had one ring he was wearing. It had a yin-yang symbol. Maybe he got it in China. And he showed it to me one day and he asked me, "What is this?" So being an impersonalist by nature, I thought, "Achintya bheda bheda?" And he said, "No," in his characteristic way. He said, "Radha Krishna." So this is Radha Krishna. They're one, but they've separated eternally, and now they have come together again in order to just give out this most valuable love of Godhead in Ujjvala Rasa. Ananda Leelamaya Vigrahaya Hema Bhadivya Chavi Sundaraya Tasmai Maha Prema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Chaitanya Chandra, the moon of Lord Chaitanya. Today is moon. When you see the moon, you cannot but think of Lord Chaitanya. Gaura Chandra. So this moon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the very embodiment of bliss-filled pastimes. Ananda Leelamaya Vigraha, Hemabha, and he's brilliant like molten gold, because that is Srimati Radharani's color. And he's manifesting that ecstasy, and thereby that color as well. Hemabha Divya Chavi Sundaraya. And he just radiates an unearthly beauty, a beauty that we have never seen before. Tasmai maha prema rasa pradaya. And he is distributing freely this great benediction, pradana, of maha prema rasa. Maha prema rasa, we've already mentioned, it means the depth of Srimati Radharani's love, the quality of Srimati Radharani's love, the intensity of Srimati Radharani's love, that thing he is completely absorbed in, bhavanimagna, and he is distributing it to anyone he contacts, anyone at all. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told us about this in his Godruba Chandra Bhajanopadesh, text number 9. How does he describe the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He says it is rupu bandhava bheda vihina daya. Rupu bandhava bheda vihina daya. That mercy is completely devoid of any distinction between somebody who comes to him as an enemy and somebody who is coming as a friend. In other words, he's completely impartial. Because he's so deeply intoxicated with the love and the compassion of Srimati Radharani, anybody comes in contact, just like we were hearing, that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited South India, just by embracing one person, that person would just immediately go mad with ecstasy of love of Godhead. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And anybody who saw that person only, that person would also experience the same ecstasy. And whoever saw any of those persons would also get pulled into the same ecstasy. That's the intensity of the contribution that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving. And it's still going on. Srila Prabhupada writes very nicely in his Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is Madhya Leela. Adi Leela, chapter 17. The first text, Mangala Charana. Kripa sudhasarit yasya vishvam aplavayati api nicha gaiva sada bhati tam chaitanya prabhum bhaje. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami offers his obeisances unto the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, I worship Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose nectary and mercy flows like a great river, inundating the entire universe. Just as a river flows downstream, Lord Chaitanya especially extends himself to the fallen. That would be us. So he's not exactly making no distinction, or maybe he is making no distinction, but his mercy makes a distinction. The mercy flows downwards. The lower you are, the more mercy you get. But, of course, that doesn't mean you try to become fallen. Then you get slapped. But we have this great fortune. At least we have this much fortune that we're the most unfortunate. And the Lord's compassion is such in this Kali Yuga that he will pick us out first. Actually, in the sixth canto, is it? Chapter 5, text number 41, Srila Prabhupada writes very nicely. In his purport, this is in the 1970s, he says, the young boys and girls of the Krishna consciousness movement have given up the spirit of material enjoyment. Not because of practice, but by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his servants. That would be Srila Prabhupada himself. Because we see those same boys and girls, when they grew up, and when Srila Prabhupada was not there personally pushing and inspiring and instructing and correcting and everything else that he did, so many of them left. They fell away. We're all mercy cases. We're only being sustained by mercy. We have to know this. So, Karunayava Tinana Kalau. Even in the Kali Yuga, the Lord has come. Although Bhagavatam 7th canto tells us that the Lord is Triyugi. He comes in a blackish form, he comes in a red form, he comes in a white form, he comes in three yugas he comes. But he doesn't come in Kali Yuga because he doesn't assert himself in Kali Yuga. He's incognito incarnation. Channavatar. And he's golden. As we said. So he's a little bit hidden. This is confirmed by Vrindavan Das Thakur in his Chaitanya Bhagavata Mangalacharana. Karunavataro. Both he and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his divine brother Nitai, Nityananda, they're twin incarnations of mercy. So, Govind Lilamrita in the Mangalacharana verses there. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also says, Yo Jnana Mattam Bhuvanam Dayalur उल्लघयनापि अकरोत् प्रमत्तम तस् You know the verse? Just now it's escaped me. Sudhayad bhuteham something. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mamo Prapadye. He says, this world is mad with sense gratification. We're all mad and fallen. 100%. But the Lord is dayalu upon us, even in the Kali Yuga. And he's distributing to the very lowest of mankind the very highest pinnacle of love of Godhead. We mentioned already, Lord Chaitanya does not come in every Kali Yuga. There some other incarnation will come and teach the chanting of the holy names. But what can you get from that chanting in other Kali Yugas? Will you go back to Goloka Vrindavan from that chanting? Not necessarily. Generally, you'll go to Vaikuntha. This Vraja Prema, we've already said, Tasmai maha prema rasa pradaya, or unatod jvala rasa svabhakti shriyam, however you want to call it, this special contribution of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is only being given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and only in this Kali Yuga. That's why I said in the beginning, we're so fortunate to be sitting here. We're so fortunate to know anything about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We're so fortunate to be discussing his glories on this occasion, here in Sri Dham Vrindavana. So, in this way, the Lord is glorified in various places. Srila Prabhupada has also given us a nice purport here. This is, again, the Adi Lila chapter 17. Text number one. Vande svairad bhute hamtam chaitanyam yat prasadataha yavanaha sumanayante krishna nama prajalpakaha. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy, even unclean yavanas become perfectly well-bred gentlemen by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Such is the power of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was not theoretical information for Srila Prabhupada. This was his life. He was traveling all over the world witnessing this miracle of the Lord's incredible mercy in the Kali Yuga. Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport, there is a persistent misunderstanding between caste Brahmins and advanced Vaishnavas or Goswamis, because caste Brahmins or Smartas are of the opinion that one cannot become a Brahmana unless he changes his body. As we've discussed several times, it is to be understood that by the supremely powerful potency of the Lord, as described by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, everything is possible. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is as fully independent as Krishna. Therefore, no one can interfere with his activities. If he wants, by his mercy, he can convert even a yavana, an unclean follower of non-Vedic principles, into a perfectly well-behaved gentleman. This is actually happening in our propagation of the Krishna consciousness movement. The members of the present Krishna consciousness movement were not born in India. This is in the 1970s, around 1974 or something. Very few Indians in ISKCON in those days. Now it's the way around. Very few Westerners, it seems. That's Prabhupada's genius. So Prabhupada is saying, members of the present Krishna consciousness movement were not born in India, nor do they belong to the Vedic culture, but within the short time of 4 or 5 years, they have become such wonderful devotees simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra that even in India, they are well received as perfectly well-behaved Vaishnavas wherever they go. It's my own personal experience also. I go to places like Guruvayur, where you're not allowed in the temple if you're a foreigner, or Sri Rangam, And they bring me onto the altar itself because they have some respect. They know that Prabhupada is teaching the real thing and he has sincere followers, although I'm not one of them. So, although less intelligent men cannot understand it, this is the special power of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, the body of a Krishna conscious person changes in many ways. Even in the United States, when our devotees chant on the street, American ladies and gentlemen inquire from them whether they're actually Americans, because no one could expect Americans to become such nice devotees all of a sudden. Even Christian priests are greatly surprised that all these boys from Jewish and Christian families have joined this Krishna consciousness movement. Before joining, they never regarded any principles of religion seriously, but now they have become sincere devotees of the Lord. Everywhere people express this astonishment, and we take great pride in the transcendental behavior of our students. Such wonders are possible, however, only by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are not ordinary or mundane. I mentioned already the Lord's mercy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentioned already. It flows down to those who are the most fallen. And Lord Chaitanya especially extends himself in this way. Prabhupada writes in his purport to Adi Lila text number 1 of the 16th chapter, Narottam Das Thakur has sung Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dayakaro More. He prays for Lord Chaitanya's mercy because he is the mercy incarnation, having appeared especially to reclaim the fallen souls. The more fallen one is, the greater one's claim to the favor of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One must only be very sincere and serious. Raise your hand if you've ever studied Srila Prabhupada's letters, his correspondence. Raise your hand if you've ever studied any of Prabhupada's letters. I know you have. How many times do you find repeated in those letters these two adjectives, serious and sincere? Practically speaking, every single letter, Srila Prabhupada says this, and here he's saying it again. This is all you have to do. Even if you may be the most fallen in the world, if you are just sincere, means having no kutinati, no agenda, no motive, a haituki, and you're seriously applying yourself, that means following four regulative principles strictly, chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, attentively trying to avoid the 10 offenses that we're warned about, and staying in good association, following all the practices of sadhana bhakti. This is what it means to be serious and sincere. You will be delivered by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the divine grace of Srila Prabhupada. This is a promise. Just like we heard this morning. If the spiritual master says, I will take you back to Godhead, you're going there. It is guaranteed. Have this faith. This faith has to be there. Yasya devi para bhaktir yatha devi tatha gurau. If you have faith like this, Srila Prabhupada had faith like this. That's how Srila Prabhupada could follow such an impossible instruction as he was given. Think about the odds working against him and what he did, only because of his faith in that instruction that he received from his spiritual master. So if we invest our faith similarly, if we are sincere and we're seriously following his instructions, we will be delivered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace. There is no question about it. Despite being contaminated by all the bad qualities of this Kali Yuga, if one surrenders unto the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord will surely and certainly deliver him. This is, you have it from Srila Prabhupada directly here. This is Adi Lila, chapter 16, text number 1. It's a promise. Don't take it lightly. The best example is Jagai and Madhai. In this age of Kali, practically everyone is like Jagai and Madhai. But the Sankirtana movement inaugurated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is still flowing like a great river, inundating the entire world. And thus, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is successfully claiming all fallen souls to free them from contamination. Still, this is happening. Even in 2023, we see wherever people are sincerely and seriously following Srila Prabhupada's instructions with complete faith and preaching Krishna consciousness in full enthusiasm, competence, and purity, people will be delivered. The process works. The current is hot. It definitely works. So, this is our great good fortune. We should not be less faithful. We should not be less serious. We should not be distracted. We should just pray, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is flowing towards the fallen. But if we are receptive means actually submissive. We have to surrender when we hear an instruction. We have to embrace it in all seriousness and sincerity as we've described. And then we will certainly be delivered. So in this mood, we have so many prayers in Padyavali, one Jagannath saint. He's prayed, Dina bandhur dinamate smaran yadavendra patito hamutsahe bhakta vatsalataya tvai shrute mamakam hridayamashu kampate. My dear Lord, you're known as Dina Bandhu. This verse is equally applicable to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he's addressing the Lord as Yadupati. It's especially applicable today, the appearance day. On your birthday, you have to do something for others. And on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthday, he's also doing something for us. He's in a good mood, giving in charity. And this is our great advantage. So if we approach him with the same spirit that Jagannath Saint had and said, my dear Lord, you're known as the friend of the fallen, patito hamutsahe, and I am simply fallen. That is beyond question. But when I hear that you are kind to your devotees, and when I hear that you are bhakta vatsala, the benefactor of your sincere devotees, then I feel little encouraged. My heart trembles and I get some hope. Hope against hope. So in this way, we have to humbly surrender unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, understanding him to be the supreme embodiment of Krishna's mercy, and understanding Krishna to be the most merciful form, because he's along with Srimati Radharani, Radha Sahita. We see this. When the Lord is with his consort, he's okay. When the Lord is alone, he's killing. But when he's with Lakshmi, when he's with Sita, when he's with Radharani, everything's okay. So this is how we have to approach the Lord. Radha Sahita, along with Srimati Radharani. And it's automatic, because Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. There's no difference between Radha Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we've described already. Same, one form is eternally separate, Moiti, and they've joined again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he's intoxicated with the divine ecstasy of Srimati Radharani. And he's just giving it out for free. No questions asked. You just have to be in the right place in the right time. And we are in the right place in the right time. Take advantage of it today. Will you make it until this evening? Maybe not. Nobody knows. We can go at any time. We can be taken out. So take advantage of it now. And do so in all seriousness and sincerity, and we will be delivered, and we can deliver those whom we also contact, because it still works. Just as all these people in South India, still if you go, some places they're chanting Hare Krishna. In South India, they're reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Where does it come from? Somebody was touched by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he touched someone else, and he touched someone else, and it's still going on. So I will stop here, but if anybody has any questions or any comments on any of the things that we've said so far.
Yes. You can try to wait a second. We see when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was opening the floodgate of love of God, and then so many people who saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became completely ecstatic, and they shared that. So when other people saw them, they became... So why is it that many people who do see a pure devotee, or if someone is attracted, becomes ecstatic? Is it something that's because of the person themselves? They don't have an attraction? Or, I mean, when you see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you become ecstatic. But what if somebody's not becoming ecstatic when seeing pure devotee and or even Krishna? Is there some defect in his person?
Certainly we should see it that way in ourselves. So again, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, don't just skip over the chapter introductions. Beautiful Sanskrit verses, so many of them he gives. One of them, another one he says, is Vaigunya kita kalataha paishunya hranapidataha dainyana vena magnoham chaitanyam vaidyamashvaye. I am, he says, suffering immensely because I'm envious. I'm being eaten by maggots of my own envy. I'm rotting in material existence, he says. And I'm suffering from boils because of all of my offenses. And in this diseased condition, I have no alternative but to humbly submit to the lotus feet of the supreme physician, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This should be our mood. Whether that's, we should not judge other people so harshly, but we should judge ourselves like this. We should think, I'm such a rascal. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, despite all the things that he has said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, despite the fact that he could be such an obvious receptacle or kripa patra of Lord Chaitanya's mercy, that he's able to communicate these things, still he thinks, I'm so sinful that if someone mentions my name, he will lose his pious credits. We should think like this. The inadequacy is in ourselves. That we should think. Submission. We mentioned that Lord Chaitanya's mercy is effective on those who are actually submissive. And submissive means humble. To be more humble than a blade of grass, to be more tolerant than a tree. Ready to offer respects to everyone else, not expecting any respect for ourselves. These are the qualifications that allow us to submissively receive the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that mercy is going on, and some people may be inspired, some people may not be inspired. We don't have to question other people's position, but we should always assume like this for ourselves. This is the path to advancement. I don't know if that's a complete answer to your question, but it's something. Anyone want to add anything? So many senior God brothers are here and advanced devotees. Yes, please.
I was just thinking that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only appears once in a day of Brahma, which he says is very, very, very rare. We're hearing that, and we're hearing the great opportunity we can have by surrendering to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Still, we don't surrender. I mean, is it just plain stupidity, or what is it that's really, I mean, how we cannot appreciate the rareness of the opportunity for devotional service?
Yes, it's stupidity. But also at the same time, we don't want to discourage people like me who are stupid. But it takes time. We have to be patient. Rupa Goswami gives us his invaluable advice in Upadeshamrita, first few verses. And one of those, of course, is that you have to be patient. It's a little bit like Ayurveda. The joke is that Ayurveda takes forever to fail. Ayurveda is a real hassle. Confirmed. And, you know, it takes a long, long time. You have to be very patient. And, you know, if something is easy to do and takes a long time, that's okay. But if it's difficult to do and takes a long time, that's a challenge. So it's not so easy. We're very infected. This is the point. Well, why does he say this analogy that I'm my whole body is being eaten up by maggots due to my sinful envy? Because actually our hearts are like that. Really, we've been in this material ocean for so long that we can't even imagine what is the principle of devotional service. That can be extremely discouraging, and we should not be discouraged. That's why he says, Dina Bandhuriti Namate Smanan Ityadi. He says, when I hear about how much you love your devotees, and out of nowhere you just give mercy to somebody even doesn't deserve it. It can happen to me. It happens daily. There is hope. There's always hope. Hope against hope. And when, like Mukunda Datta, famous example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was irritated because he would go into an assembly of gyanis and he would act like a gyani. He would go and hang out with the yogis and he would act like a yogi. Then he would come with the bhaktas and he would act like a bhakta. Well, we don't know where it is he said. So I'm not going to be very pleased with him very soon. Maybe after several million births, he told him. And Mukunda Datta heard this and he thought, he just started dancing. I only have to wait for several million births. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he saw that he has this humility, this attitude of patience also, this much virtue, he just said, bring him now. So that's mercy. It can happen to us. It does happen. This is the point. Not everybody gets an honorary degree, but we're engaged in the degree program. We're following the process. It's understood. Prabhupada has already given us his guarantee. Where was it? Chapter 16, text number 1, Adi Lila. And Prabhupada said, he promises, if you follow this process, you will get the result. It's guaranteed. That is what we mean when we say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just giving it for free. You have to at least take it. That's all you have to do. You just have to take it. There's no other qualification required. Anyway, I'm kind of just rambling now. I hope that's satisfactory answer. Yes, Maharaj.
It is a comment. Prabhupada says, the process is easy. It is our determination which is not so strong. And if we are determined to go back home, back to Godhead, then we are ready to pay the price. Without that, there's no way of going back to Godhead. The process is easy, but the difficulty is the determination. This is what Prabhupada says.
That's why I mentioned all these things are mentioned together in one breath by Srila Rupa Goswami. The patience is there, determination is there, enthusiasm is there, the following the process is there, giving up non-devotional association is there, and accepting the example given by our predecessors. What does Krishna say? Vitaraga bhaya krodha manmaya mamupashrita bohovo jnana tapasa puta. They were purified. And once you're purified, then what happens? Puta madbhavam agataha. Then they got love for me, ecstatic love of Godhead. They got it, Krishna says. And we are being given the deluxe version of ecstatic love of Godhead. not just Vaikuntha version. This is Goloka. Golokir Prema Dhana Harinama Sankirtana. This is the great, great, great benediction that we have received. So all we have to do is hang on for dear life and seriously and sincerely, submissively accept the instructions of Srila Prabhupada and throughout all of his books, and we will go back to Godhead and take so many others with us. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Another question?
Can you explain something about a true humility? Because sometimes when I try to be humble, I tend to think I'm special. And I remember one time one disciple of Srila Prabhupada, he mentioned to Srila Prabhupada that I'm the most fallen. And Srila Prabhupada replied, "You are not the most anything."
Simply insignificant. It reminds me of morning walk in Juhu. Prabhupada was discussing this idea of being so humble, thinking yourself lower than the straw in the street. Adi, adi, adi. And Giriraj Swami raised the question that Srila Prabhupada, you know, sometimes when we, if we cultivate this, what appears to be low self-esteem, then we become discouraged and, you know, we fall into maya. And Prabhupada, he didn't cut him any slack. Prabhupada just turned around, looked him straight in the eye, planted his cane in the sand and said, "You're always in maya." So this humility is, that's why I said in answer to his question that we have to really think like that. Vaigunya kita kadataha, paishunya vrana piritaha. I have to take shelter of this Vaidya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have no alternative. Look at me, look and see. We don't see ourselves. We see what we want to see. We don't actually see our real condition. But this is our condition. We're very fallen. So fallen that, as he was saying, it's very difficult to muster up the determination and the patience and, you know, the sincerity even to follow Krishna consciousness strictly as Srila Prabhupada is instructed and expected, such that he was proud of his disciples. That we have to do. We have to always think ourselves more fallen, more humble, more lower than the blade of grass, and we have to be ready to somehow or other really surrender. This is the point. As soon as we think I've surrendered now, it's done. I'm hopeless. But as long as we're meditating on how to really surrender, then we should be able to make some advancement. I hope that's okay. Mataji had a question also, no? No? Okay, anyway, it's late, so we'll stop here. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Bhur Prinamamo Hutsava Ki Jai. Bhur Premanande.